the rest of the story. For Americans now living, the ugliest plague the world has ever experienced is going on right now. They're calling it AIDS. Some contend that the wrath of God is being visited upon mankind, a terrible punishment for mankind's iniquity. But this is not the first plague, nor yet the most horrible. In 541 AD, a pandemic was spreading across the Mediterranean from Africa by rodent fleas. In Constantinople, 10,000 died every day. In 1346, another plague was spread by trade ships from Asia across Europe. In Europe, 26 million people died. Cetura wrote, quote, "So many died that all believed that it was the end of the world," end quote. And indeed, England was not fully to recover for 200 years. They called it Black Death. Feverish victims suffered excruciating swelling in the groin or armpit. Sometimes the infection spread through the bloodstream to the lungs. After that, the victim within 3 days welcomed death. We now know it was pneumonic plague. Then they did not know what it was, but they had to blame somebody, and as so often in history, Jews were scapegoats. Jews were suspected of poisoning water, and neighbors turned on neighbors, and Jews were massacred. The sick were walled up in their houses and later quarantined on islands. But there was no cure and no escape, and no valid explanation for the greatest natural disaster Europe had ever experienced. Then, too, there were those in the church who saw the plague as a manifestation of the wrath of God. A committee of doctors at the University of Paris blamed the stars. Specifically, they blamed the conjunction of the planets, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. As the dread plague spread across Europe, bustling towns became sepulchers. As the population fled into the countryside, with few serfs left to till the land, survivors could negotiate for wages with landlords. They could negotiate for wages. And thus, then and there, capitalism was born. But that's not the rest of the story. This is. Whenever mankind's been faced with more than he can bear, he's likely to retreat into make-believe or hysteria, or he'll purposely distract himself with songs and verse which laugh at the intolerable reality, even as modern generations have marched away to war chanting Mademoiselle from Armentières, or more recently the naughty choruses of While You Stand, Retreat, even so in the dark years of the 1350s. The plague for which we now have a name, pneumonic plague, was characterized first by a pink rash and a foul smell. Victims would carry flowers, as women now carry perfume, except then the purpose was to disguise the corrupt vapors. Next came feverish chills and subsequent sneezing until the time of the end. And even then they tried whistling past the cemetery, so to speak. They tried to hide their anguish and their terror with a rhyming doggerel. With a rhyming doggerel, they called the pink rash roses. They called the floral nosegays posies. Even the sneezing which preceded death was mentioned in their doggerel. Ring around the roses, a pocket full of posies. Achoo, achoo, we all fall down. Oh, yes. You as a youngster sang that as a nursery rhyme. But will you? Now that you know the rest of the story.